Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. But before we bring him on, I'd like to open the line for prayer requests. If you have a request at this time, please press the number 1 on your phone, and when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other, pray for every family represented on this call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I ask your continued prayer on behalf of our truckers, and all motorists traveling during this holiday season, that they all respect each other's space, allowing everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 2542, state your request.
Good morning. This is Sister Janice Graham. I want to ask prayers for my family, and I'm asking prayers for my health. And I'm also asking prayers for my granddaughter at this time. She's going through something during her situation, that the Lord will bless her and that she will get stronger to his, get closer to his word. Thank you.
Thank you. Caller 6371, state your request.
Yes, thank you. Good morning. This is Mary, and I'm asking prayer for the Mills family in Tampa who lost their daughter, Erica, on yesterday. I'm also asking for a prayer for my niece, Anita, that she will, that you all will continue to pray for her that through her lymphoma. And I'm also asking prayer for my family who will be traveling to South Carolina and then Virginia over the holidays. And for everybody on the call, for the Clark and LeGrand and the Baker family, and also for my supervisor daughter, who just had a baby a couple of weeks ago, that you would continue to keep the little baby and her family and the family in prayer. Thank you. And everybody on the call, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all for your prayer requests. We'll now have our words of encouragement from Brother Willie Bradshaw, immediately followed by our closing prayer. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere, and you know what time it is. It's almost Christmas time, a couple of days, and we'll be right in the heart of this festive season. And I'm just hoping that everybody is sort of on board with that. I do know, and I am aware that some people don't believe in Christmas, and that's yours, but just don't get in everybody else's way with it, because this is a national holiday. You can't avoid it. You can't just go in a cocoon, so to speak, and just sit and act like it don't exist, because it do. It's all around you. So don't be one of those persons who make everybody else's holiday miserable just because you don't buy into it. Somebody's still probably going to give you a present in spite of how mean you are. But we're just happy to have you on the program for today, and this is the Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. And so we just hope that everybody some way and somehow will be safe. And those who may be sick in hospital, hospice, you're just not feeling too good, things of that sort, this is a good time to exercise your faith, You may not be able to get the kind of Christmas gift that you used to get because before this pandemic, you was traveling, they was coming to your house, and you'd have 30 or 40 people to your house and stuff like that. That's dwindled down to like 5 or 6 people. Let's find a way to find just a little joy and a little happiness in this time of season. And, of course, our prayers go out to those who may have lost loved ones during this particular time, because that don't stop today. Because somebody lost someone yesterday or today or before or whatever, that doesn't stop. Christmas will always keep coming around, and that's always a reminder. And so that's why we need to keep praying for them, and that's why we need to keep them in our thoughts. It's because that when next year this time, that thought is going to come about, that feeling, that emotion is going to come about. So this is Wednesday, the 23rd of December, and we just want to mention a couple of things to you from God's Word this morning. This is the time that we're going to talk about the birth of Christ, and you sort of can't get around that. And this is not a pagan situation. This is true. This is Bible. There are two verses, there are two accounts that I want you to look at sometime. One is in Matthew chapter 1, started with verse number 18, but the account that really gives the account of Jesus is in Luke chapter 2, verses 1 and continue that whole chapter about the birth of Christ. In Isaiah 7, verse 14, he said, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel." I don't know what version of the Bible that you are reading from, but some people have tried to discredit the birth of Christ by saying and putting in that particular verse, instead of a virgin, they would put a young woman. And I want you to know that even in the writings and in the sayings, there were many people who would try to discredit the Bible as having any kind of miracles at all. And so that passage says the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. In some Bibles, it says young woman, which would indicate that there'd be no problem with a young woman, but there'd be a problem with an old woman. So when you read your Bibles, check some of those kinds of things out. Now, again, you remember when Moses was leading the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, the Bible said that they came to the Red Sea. Now, notice that. That's a sea, like an ocean, like the Gulf of Mexico. But those who would try to discredit that being a miracle, they would suggest to you in the Bible that they came to a creek or a pond or just some kind of little stream that wouldn't come up no more than come up around your waist as you go through. And that's how they try to discredit it. Now, how do I know? It's because in the old maps, if you got any old maps, you'll see where the crossing of the Red Sea, and it was actually at the sea. But in your new maps, you'll see where they switched that line some kind of way to go to a creek, a pond, or a stream. And there were always people trying to discredit the miracles in the Bible. But in Isaiah 9 and verse number 6, he says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In Luke 2, verses 10 through 11, he says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of good joy, which shall be unto all people." And verse number 11 says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord." And then in Matthew 1 and verse 18 says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, that when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, behold, they came together and was found with a child of the Holy Ghost." And I want you to read the version that I want you to read is in Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2, when it says, "And it came to pass in those days that they went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this tax was the first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one of them of their own city. And Joseph also went up into Galilee and out to the city of Nazareth and into Judah and unto the city of David, which is Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David." Now, David just keeps coming up because they really thought quite a bit of David. That's why they had so much. That's why they had were so confused about David and about Christ. But to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child, and so it was that while they were there, the days of accomplished that she should be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. Now, one of the things that this passage don't do that the Matthew passage do, it says that Herod had heard about the coming Christ, and two things was going on with him. When the shepherds came to him and said, "We've seen the star in the east," he says, "Well, when you find him, let me know so I can go and worship him." But the Holy Spirit came into them as they had found the Christ and said, "Don't go back that way. Because Herod is lying, he wants to kill the child. He don't want to worship the child." And so when they left and went in a whole another direction and not to Herod. Well, Herod would not really find out about this for 2 years. 2 years had passed since he got word as to where he might be or where he should be. And so he figured on that Jesus had escaped more than anything. And so he decided to have all the children of the age of two killed trying to find, to make sure that in that bunch, some way and somehow, that he got the Christ. And of course, we know that that didn't work. And that was the same situation with Moses when she put him in the basket. He lived through that situation. And so we know that you can't beat a prophet. You can't beat when God prophesies something. It may take 100 years to come to pass, but you just cannot. You cannot beat it. So in the book of Matthew, chapter 1, that it gives that account of how mad Herod was because he could not find the Christ. But in this particular book here, it tells us that it succeeded. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be unto all people. For unto us is born this day in the city of David, which is Christ the Lord. And it shall be a sign unto you that you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel of multitude, heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And so when we think about the birth of Christ, we don't know exactly what day it was, and it don't make any difference because I'm talking to you on this phone, and I hear you as you make prayer requests and things of that sort, but I don't know nothing about when you was born, but I do know that you exist. I do know that you exist. And so really what particular day, what particular hour it is, because most of us don't even know what day and hour we was born. Some of us, and depending on how far back you was born, because I was born in a house, not in a hospital, and so with a midwife, and so sometimes we didn't even have no times and things of that sort. But I do want you to know that Jesus is alive and well, and that this holiday certainly exists. And we hope that some kind of way you come out on the other side of this feeling better. Our prayer request today, for those, especially those who have lost children, we've had several families who have lost children, loved ones in the hospital, hospice, in home care, incarcerated, both male and female. And of course, Christmas Day is still going to come whether they're in or whether they're out. But you got to acknowledge that. One thing about Christmas is that those who claim they don't believe in Christmas, I've never seen you give the bonus back that they give you at work or the presents and things of that sort. So stop fooling yourself and stop fooling people. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again. And December 25th is Christmas. May God continue to bless you, bless your families, and I hope that they all come to you safe and go back to their homes safe. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.